Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's happening, guys? Welcome back to Born Offside. Feels like we're way offside today.
I just got that vibe.
You started so offside.
Well, no one heard that.
Yeah, I know, but it happened.
We're talking about how Kat was conceived by her two parents and what position they probably were in.
We're not going to explore this anymore.
Yeah, we weren't
that's
anymore.
That's a conversation for Mr. Haddad. I want to have that conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
I know it's a podcast, but for those watching at home on YouTube, do you want to explain why you guys have sunglasses on right now?
Well, we both have sunnies, I think, for different reasons.
Well, you know, I had a good weekend in Melbourne. It's a beautiful place, the Crown. You know, just living life.
Had to drop the Crown in there.
You know, and I was just going around, you know, it's birthdays and working as well, of course. Yeah. We always stay working as we do.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. What about you, Claude? Didn't you have a...
Is
that why you can't... You're not showing
Well, I'm going to take mine off in like a couple minutes. So okay. I'm just chilling at the moment.
Okay. My eyes are just fucked.
But yours is... What was it? Kat, what did we say it was again?
Conjunctivitis.
Yeah, man, my eyes are fucked.
Claude's been sniffing too much ass.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what he's been doing. And it's caught up with him.
These chicks got to stop farting in my face when I'm down there. I wish that was the story I had. I'm so sorry.
I'm just so sorry.
We're kicking it off, man.
I wish that was the story. Producer Shabs is wetting himself.
That's
not even the story. I don't know what happened. I think it might have been my contact lenses. I was sick last week and then
contact lenses.
It was because I wear contacts. Sure. Anyway, my eyes are really red. They look like I've been crying and blazing up all morning. So I thought I'd just throw the sunnies on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Have that mysterious vibe. Doesn't change the show though.
Not at all.
We're still here.
In fact, it makes it better.
It might. It very well might. just a couple questions have dropped in. They got not just to do with us personally. So Crispy's asked Olan, you missed the Man City trophy tour in Melbourne. I was looking for you, bruv.
Oh, was that this weekend?
So Man City were there. Well, they had all their trophies on display, all four of them.
Oh.
Because they had the treble plus the Super Cup.
Oh.
You weren't there for that reason, huh?
No. I mean, I didn't. Like, I really never know that stuff's going on unless, you know.
There's some money attached.
No, not even money. It's not even money. Like, I will go to stuff for free. Just, like, let me know what's going on.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Don't know what's going on, really. But
somebody needs to keep him in the loop.
But you don't check your requests unless the icon looks a certain way. I know what you look for.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I know what you look for.
I'm not going to argue with that.
You know what
if it's business.
Business. Exactly right. Just start your message with, I got business for you, Olan, and he might open.
Yes, please.
Dollar signs.
Ratty Rollers asked me, well, he's asked you guys, I think, our thoughts on Claude's thirst traps. It wasn't a thirst trap.
Wait, what thirst trap? The one this weekend?
He messaged me. Ratty Roller messaged me.
This is so funny. Is this the shirtless bathroom pee?
It's not a thirst trap, though.
Yeah, but.
Low key, who popped up? Mel?
Who?
Mel is happily in a relationship.
I don't know. Mel just came to my. There's loads of Mel.
I don't know who's a random name. He's talking about. No one popped up.
Okay.
Well, Claude's was you were at a party this weekend.
I was at
a
party.
I guess there's some context behind the photo.
What were you dressed as?
Yeah, it was a frat party, so I had the jacket was off.
So naturally, the shirt comes off, right?
Well, you know what I mean. I'm just trying to be in character.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Semi Palak 99. When Kat gonna go out with a true gentleman like me? Semi.
Yo, shoot your shot, because we need, basically Kat just got a dog and she needs a stepfather for that dog.
Yeah, so exactly. You can't do it on your own.
Right.
Single mum.
Right. Looking for a stepdad for
that. Yeah. How is the little one going?
He's really cute. He's high energy. He's a lot, but like, love him.
Yeah.
It's
dog
just,
mom. Officially a dog mom.
Spending a lot of time at home now. Just.
Which Olan said, like, dog moms are a red flag.
That's what I said. I said, Kat, like, you got to coordinate everything now.
Yeah.
But luckily you're
Why is that a red flag?
No, it's not a red flag. It's not a red flag. It's just your second, like, anyone that dates you is now second best.
Mm.
If my dog likes you, I like you.
Okay, it's one of those
see,
ones now.
See,
as
exactly.
Well, yeah.
We're already
starting with that shit. Well, anyway, Semi, when's she going to go out? The thing is, Kat doesn't like gentlemen. So
do not put that out there.
Yes.
You know, Kat's not
Do you know what? Kat's just
side.
Taking Sliding a break. Kat's taking a break. So she's just focusing on herself.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about everyone else's dating lives.
Let's go to some local football news.
Or we could do that.
The A-League women kicked up over the weekend.
Did. Yeah. Didn't they break some records?
Yeah. We had over 26,000 people through the turnstiles, which is great to see.
Wow. So good.
Independent round. Sydney won the derby. Newcastle won the other derby, mm-hmm. which of course was Mariners' first game. I was down at the Sydney one. Good atmosphere.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good. 11,500. I expected a little bit more from the Wanderers.
Mm. Yeah. Was it particularly Sky Blue, the crowd?
The crowd, yeah, but a bit of RBB came.
Okay.
Like the Wanderers' active end was actually quite loud and quite good.
Yeah.
They dominated the whole second half, but Sydney were just happy to sit on the 2-0. Nat Tobin's confirmed she's done her ACL.
How bad is that? I'm pretty sure it was her birthday as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Wow. Her birthday was definitely the if not that day, the day before, so...
Oh,
not great.
So no best wishes, man.
But yes. I think the biggest issue now for this Sydney side is they've got no depth in their defence.
Yeah, they've lost a lot
so
of
Nat
players.
Tobin, you know, issues Captain with her, well. It's like, what do you do next?
Yeah.
They've
yeah,
got exactly. plenty of attacking options. Mm. That's why I think they pushed Ebini to the back line during that game.
Yeah, weird. But yeah. look, they got the job done. They managed to see it out. Wanderers still a bit of work to do. I went out with a few of the Wanderers girls afterwards.
Did you?
Chatting about the game. They're still very confident.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. very confident their season's all right. They've got a decent team.
Yep.
Obviously new coach a week before the season.
Yeah. I know.
So
it's kind of a bit of a shame to see that the only Australian female coach that we have in the league was sacked.
Yeah.
We now only have one female coach in the league entirely, and she's English, Emily Husband.
Yeah.
She's the coach Mariners. Of Mariners.
Yeah.
Kind of sad to see that.
It's kind of sad to see, but at the same time, from what I heard, like I think it had to happen.
Okay.
I think they're very happy with the new coach. He's very experienced as well. So it's hard, you know. It's like I do
finding
see where you're
balance,
coming from. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you see in England, you got some high profile, like the winning coach, Emma Hayes, is dominating.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need a bit of that in Australia. Hopefully, when this generation Matildas retire, they go into coaching as well.
We just need more coaching pathways, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Kicks off this week, the men's kick off as well. Actually, shout out to Canberra and Adelaide. I want to say 4-4 draw.
That Ooh, game was crazy. I believe that's the biggest scoreline we've ever had in the game.
Goals galore. 4-4.
4-4. In Aussie football, as in like A-League men's and women's, we've had 3-4-4 draws this year.
Jeez.
How crazy.
Yeah, cracker. I mean, you cop a draw if it looks like that.
Yeah.
Big game, though, this week in the women's. Brisbane take on Sydney. Both teams started very well.
Yeah.
And Western United take on Victory. Two teams with people... Two teams which people expected to do well this season both lost their opening games. So good to see the A-League women's doing well. A-League men's is back this week.
Yeah.
Ooh, this weekend?
This weekend.
Mm, Wanderers home, who are we playing? Do you know?
Wanderers, I believe, are taking on Phoenix at home.
Ooh, I think I'll be going to that.
That's a doubleheader as well. The women are playing as well after the men.
After the men?
After the men, yeah. Mm. Yep, so you got both games on.
There you go.
Saturday sorted.
Adelaide, exactly. Adelaide take on the Mariners. Big Blue as well, Sydney versus Victory. I had a question in here from Newey Jets Football. Give me some predictions for round one. So I thought, Kat, you can give me the prediction on the Big Blue. Sydney FC versus Victory.
Ooh. Oh, Sydney FC for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're
casual. I mean, they've just come
Sydney
off
FC
the back
fan.
Of
Very
Australia
casual.
Cup.
Capital C.
What was that?
What?
Casual Sydney FC fan. But
I just actually think I'm more a fan of the women's team.
Wow.
I know more about them.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
But the men are the Australia Cup champions. They impressed.
Yeah, exactly.
They showed a lot
I
of
think they did a great job. And I don't think you can argue with that lineup that we saw. And I think that they'll come in as contenders again, like that's what they are every year, and I don't think that will change. And I think Victory had a very interesting season last season, so
a lot of work to do
for them. It's just about showing up and putting on their best.
Well, they can't really be worse than they were last season, so this is a good chance to start well. Olan Wanderers versus Phoenix, Dubs.
Yeah, Dubs. Hopefully, I think Soccer Twitter has dubbed Wanderers as one of the top teams. So
is that still on? Soccer Twitter still exists? I don't know. I haven't logged into Twitter in about
I guess
3 months.
So.
X. I believe it's called X.
I mean, we've stayed out of the headline, so, you know, it's been pretty calm for me.
Yeah.
But, Soccer Twitter says Wanderers is predicted to be up there. So.
Looking good, yeah. I'm really interested in the Phoenix, though. Giancarlo, their coach, is actually, he came up through our age group, like my age group, 96, 97. He coached youth the whole way through in the NPL.
And
New South Wales NPL. Yeah. Like he was around at Bankstown, Sutherland Sharks, just NPL sides. And then he got a Sydney FC under 20s gig, Wellington assistant gig. And this is his first grade gig,
how
as far as I'm aware. It's in the A League.
So how old is he?
He'd be probably, I reckon he's still in his
like
maybe
early
close
40s?
To 40. Yeah, he's young. He's a young coach.
Wow.
But I'm saying, I don't think he's, that I can recall, I don't remember him ever coaching first grade level. Mm. So it's pretty
That's
cool
really
that he's there
cool.
now. But he's a great coach, great guy as well. So I'll be quietly hoping the Phoenix do well. And then the last one I want to do for you, Newey Jets, mate, Perth versus Newcastle, another NPL product. Robbie Stanton has taken the Newcastle Jets and he's just taken Southo's coach from last year from the NPL as his assistant as well.
Oh, wow.
So he's taken the whole gang.
So he's taken the whole NPL gang. So I got a soft spot for Newcastle Jets as well. Sharks are my old club. So I hope they get a result over there in Perth as well. I want to talk about one of your boys though. Mm. All our boys. We've been talking about him on the pod for a while. Iran Kunda.
Ooh. Yes. What's going on with him?
Nestori. So they opened their season against the Mariners. Of course, a couple openings in that side, especially with Craig Goodwin leaving. Hopefully he gets a bit more game time. He was named in the Guardian top 60 players, young players to look out for in the world.
Wow.
Iran Kondawas.
Yeah. So they do this list every year. We've had some Aussies in there before.
Mm.
Some have hit the heights. Some haven't.
Who's been in there?
The first one was Danny De Silva. So he's down at MacArthur Bulls.
He was at Roma.
Panos Armanakis, another one I grew up playing in and around. Again, didn't really hit the heights of anything. But then there's been a couple ones that have. Mo Touré recently was in that list.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just made
who's doing well?
Who's doing well? I think there were a couple ones that are in there as well. But he wasn't the only Aussie or potential Aussie that was in this list. Noah Skoko.
Right. I don't think I've heard of that.
No.
Name.
So the great Josip Skoko, he was in that Golden Generation Socceroos. He would struggle to start. But he was a good centre mid. I was a big fan of Josip Skoko. Played for Wigan, played around. Scored a goal Lazio against Greece in a friendly back in those days. His son, he's just left him in Croatia. Doesn't want him in the Australian football system, which a lot of these pros are doing. You look at that Golden Gen, Chipperfield's son grew up and he's playing in Switzerland. Skoko's son grew up playing in Croatia.
Just left him in Europe.
Lucas Neal's son is playing very well in England. Like none of them brought their kids back to Australia. Even if they moved back, they left their kids there.
Wow.
So he's another one. He got named in the top 60 as well to look out for. He's killing it in Croatia.
Damn.
Hopefully he chooses to play for us.
So Kundo's staying at, he's got another, his contract like with Adelaide?
I don't know. But I feel like we could easily get him on the pod.
Probably could, man. That. He follows the poddy. Yeah. He follows me and you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, and I
not
also.
Cat, which is a good sign.
I also got him like.
It's a good sign. Do you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure my video probably got him a few more transfer requests.
Yeah, that's what we want. I know Bayern Munich was sniffing at. You know, because if I see a young A-League player and he follows you and me, and he doesn't follow Kat, it shows he's got his head switched on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It shows he's got his head switched on.
He just wants completely like.
That's so true though.
Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, because I just have no credibility.
No, but I'm
not saying that.
If I see a young A-League player follows you, follows all the other girls that we work, doesn't follow me and all that, I'm like, if he follows
you or Kat Sasser were like, oh man, he's a bit.
You know, he's looking
his
at
head
else. His
head is not screwed on.
No.
That's why women have issues working in industries like this, because you're seen like that.
No, I'm joking. We're joking, Kat.
Thanks,
joking,
guys.
Right? Oh, it's a joke, Kat. Come on. You look it up.
shout out to Kunda, man.
But a couple of them doing very well. We've got a couple in that list and a couple of Aussies doing very well overseas as well. Yenge back from injury as well, scored for Portsmouth.
Did he score a double last week?
I think he scored one.
Or one.
I think he scored one off the bench. It was a header, yeah. It's good to see him doing well. League One, hopefully they get promoted, get into championship football. Socceroos lost a respectful match to England.
Mm.
They had a lot of chances on goal. A lot of chances.
Did all right.
Suter played pretty well, didn't he?
A couple of good tackles from Suter there. On Ollie Watkins, he put in a 6 slide tackle. Yeah. Not a bad result. We're playing New Zealand in the Soccer Ashes tomorrow.
Soccer Ashes?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
This is a thing. Did you know about this?
Soccer Ashes.
Yeah, I knew about it, but like.
First of all, Ashes is cricket. So why have they brought it into.
Yeah, but it's England, Australia. So that's probably why they're.
It's a pretty cool story, right? So the Soccer Ashes, they actually were started in 1923.
Oh, what?
It's 100 years ago.
The Soccer Ashes is against New Zealand, but it's in England.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the English. It's actually Australia versus New Zealand.
Tripped out.
So apparently what happened is it's actually an interesting story as well. It's a little trophy, kind of like the urn in the cricket.
Yeah.
Except this is Australia played New Zealand in 1923. New Zealand won. Mm. The two captains smoked cigars after the game. This is when football was football.
Oh, yeah. Actual like, you know, just regular people playing ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The two captains smoked cigars and the ashes of those cigars are kept together in a little razor box or some shit, right? So this little razor box, which was a razor case of a New Zealand soldier in Gallipoli.
Wow.
Right? So it actually has an Anzac history. So these two cigars ashes are inside this razor box, which is inside some sort of wood. That's the Ashes trophy. It was lost in the 50s and they found it this year. And that's why
that's
we're playing,
so cool.
Playing for it again. So this
they
shit's real.
They found it this year.
They found it in 2023. That's
where
why we're playing
for it.
Where did they find it? I need to do my research. I think it was in a pub somewhere. I think I heard it was in a pub.
That's actually a really cool
that's
story.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so we're playing them for that. That's also in
I rate that. That's cool.
It's cool. There's a bit of history there.
I love
there's something
history.
On the line. Young Socceroos, they're also playing at the moment in Marbella.
Very nice.
Marbella.
Great part of the world there.
Beautiful part of the world. Wouldn't go there to play football usually, but hey, each their own.
Hopefully they've got their head switched on.
Exactly. Hopefully they're focusing.
Could go left or right from there in Marbella for sure.
Exactly. So far they've played. So this tournament they're playing, there's no draws. It goes to Pens.
Mm.
So far we've gone to Pens against France, beat them.
Mm.
Damn.
And then went to Pens against the Netherlands and beat them.
Oh, wow.
So two from two.
Shout out to the young very Socceroos. Good.
Shout out to the boys. Not bad. I want to talk a little bit of youth football, though. We got a question in here from Tano Miller. It's a question for you, Alan. England under 21s.
Yes.
Fresh from winning the Euros. They beat Serbia 9-1. Mm-hmm. Should an elite national team ever cop 9 goals?
Yeah, you can. A national team level, especially
under 21s.
They face another under 21s, right?
Yeah.
I think it can happen, especially at that
you're
level.
You're still young.
Yeah, you're still young. You're still young, especially under 21s level. You're still developing. Obviously, we know the caliber of the under 21s at England. They're all playing first team somewhere.
Well, you had Rico Lewis, Madueke from Chelsea, Harvey Elliott, Cole Palmer. They all started.
That's like Premier League. That's like a Premier League like back four almost. Right. You know what I mean? Against a team that they're probably not playing. Maybe some of them are not getting first team footballs. It's gonna happen like that.
But what happens because England seem to dominate at 17. Not to say they're shit at first grade because they're not. Mm. But if you played England's first grade against Serbia's first grade, I guarantee you it wouldn't be 9-1. If anything, England would do well to win that game.
Mm.
But at youth level, they destroy them. What happens? What is that between under 20s and first grade that happens to England?
So it's because the whole when you're young, there's so much. There's like if you're young and you're good enough in England, you're playing first team somewhere. But it's like as your career develops, maybe if you don't hit the heights or don't hit the trajectory that they think you're supposed to be on,
yeah,
then it kind of dwindles a little bit, you know, like young Jesse Lingard, like unreal.
Sancho.
You know what I mean? Our young Sancho was unreal. Foden obviously hit the heights that he was supposed to hit, but it was like
Foden's an example. Because Foden was the star of that youth squad.
He was.
But he doesn't probably play enough now at City. Like he's probably lost in that system. He's still an amazing player, but you know, he's not quite like a Jude.
Yeah, exactly. So it's tough for them when they get lost in that, not lost in the system, but they might not hit the heights that people think they should hit.
Yeah.
And then they're not even getting into the national team anymore. Or they're not starting or they're not being called up and things like that. But under 21 level, it's almost like basically if you're starting anywhere in the Premier League in under 21s, you're in that team.
Yeah.
But is it not just also a testament to like when you're younger, fresher, like there's a lot of things that, as footballers, right, like yourselves, like when do you think you were playing your best football? Do you think it's now or do you think like there was a period of time where like go in a little harder because you're younger, you're taking more chances, you know what I mean?
Under 20 to 23 for me personally, I feel like I was at my peak. I feel like I was unstoppable.
That's kind
of... I'm telling you, could have marked Harry Kane at 21. I could have marked Harry Kane.
Like Harry was 21 and you were 21?
I could have marked him.
Yeah.
He would have probably got one or two goals.
Yeah.
So like, I think there's an element of that is I do think like players can peak at that age, but then also goalkeeper.
Yeah.
The older you get, the better you are, I think. So it's like both.
I think English football has so much funding now, like the Premier League deal is worth billions, that their youth is so far ahead of, I mean, not
sense.
So much Germany. Yes, even Germany, but like I'd say so much ahead of a Serbia, a Croatia, these type of nations. It's but these countries still have historic first grade teams and leagues, right? And they export players as well. Mm. So you've got like you look at that Serbia team, you've got players like your Milinkovic Savic's, your Dusan Tadic's. These guys leave and they develop at Ajax, at Lazio, and they continue their development. At a youth level, I doubt under 18 Serbia has the level of investment, training ground, nutritionists, gyms that you have at Man City.
Yeah, St. James Park or somewhere like that. Yeah.
You know? I think that's where you see the massive difference. But then when they get to first grade and they keep developing and they go abroad, they become better players, come back for Serbia.
So it actually just levels the playing field.
I think it levels the playing field. Yeah. I think that's where the rest of Europe catches up, which is good.
It's not so much about England being so far advanced. It's that these guys gain that experience and mature as well.
Because of these nations, they've got some money in football, but it's enough to keep their first grade fully pro. They don't have enough to make sure their 13s fully. Are, you know, picked up from school like they do in England and nutritionists and gym England and system. Video sessions. Fuck, they don't have
England
that.
System's different.
It's different. It's different gravy, different sugo. Let's go to the international football now. There was no club football, but we did have women's club football. The Aussies shining in the WSL. Mm-hmm. Arsenal, your adopted team.
Yeah.
Scored two goals in stoppage time.
Who scored? Do we know?
I believe we had a goal from Katie McCabe
mm-hmm.
and another one from the new signing, Russo. I believe Alessia Russo popped up and scored
one. There you go.
Mm. 35,000 people at the Emirates.
Wow.
Stunning.
That's big.
That's becoming a regular crowd now because that's not like the first game of the season had more, but that's becoming a regular crowd against Aston Villa. No Alicia Lehman, unfortunately for you.
No comment.
No, she didn't start.
Sorry, Alicia.
Best to not.
Still a good side, though. And City smacked Bristol 5-0 as well. City's coach came out and said, I'm picking Mary Fowler every week after she pulled a couple key assists out. She's pulling the string. She's playing full of confidence.
Like all Aussies now after that World Cup are just like flourishing, aren't they?
They've gone to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to see. Really
good
to see.
There was a Merseyside derby as well.
There was a Merseyside derby. Everton won it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's not... it's not as rare for that to happen in the women's game as in the men's. I know, like, obviously that there's a lot of disparity between Everton men's and Liverpool men's. Mm. But in the women's game, that the derby's always a lot closer.
I don't know, bro.
Makes it more exciting.
There's a men's Merseyside this weekend. I reckon Everton could do something.
You reckon?
Probably not.
That's my point.
Who knows?
Probably not.
Right? You never know. Well,
Sean Dyche got up his sleeves against fucking Jurgen Klopp. Maybe. You never know.
We'll see.
But... there's international football qualifying for the Euros. Scotland qualified.
Scotland.
And big.
Did you see Robertson got injured?
Did he?
Yeah.
Bad?
I don't know how bad it is now. Mm. I haven't looked, but that was a bit of a worry for a moment there.
That's the shit thing about international football. Players just go there and get injured.
They go in so hard as well because it's qualifiers.
Yeah, but it's big for Scotland. They've now qualified for the Euros in flying colours. They had a tough group as well with Spain, but they played so well. Huge campaign. Spain also qualify. Turkey qualify after beating Croatia. It was a big win for them. Portugal qualify. Which leads me to my next question from Henry Bear. Going off his last game, should CR7 still be kicking it in Europe?
Should we still be kicking it in Europe, as in like he should be playing for a European team?
A big European club. He scored his 125th international goal, more than any man has ever scored.
I mean, he 100% still could. It's just like he probably doesn't.
Why would you?
Yeah.
When you can get that bag in Saudi and you're almost 40 years old.
Yeah,
and you're still representing your country.
And you still get picked for Portugal. He'll always get picked
like
for Portugal.
He will be playing, for those who want to see him in Europe, he will be playing the Euros next year.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's making money in Saudi.
Next year, bro, in Germany.
Wow. Just feels like international football is just rolling and rolling and rolling.
And then after the Euros and Copa America, we have
a little bit of break.
A bit of a break.
Is that because of COVID and stuff? Like everything just
because COVID, So Euros started a year later, right? So the Euros were in 21 instead of 20. Mm. Then we had a men's World Cup the following year.
Yeah.
Women's World Cup.
Back to Euro.
Oh, man, we've been spoiled.
Yeah. What's cool, actually, though, like that 2025 is meant to be like a bit of a break, but we're going to have the first 32 team Club World Cup that year.
I remember like early days of Born Offside talking about this Club World Cup.
That's going to happen in the US as well.
What?
So like, you know, Club World Cup is happening soon.
Yeah.
You just get the winner of the Champions League.
Yeah.
This will be the last four winners of the Champions League. Holy shit. Winners of South America. The last four.
I think that's going to be sick.
It'll be sick. So Chelsea's going to qualify.
Mm, no matter where we are.
Apparently, because we won the 2021 Champions League.
We'll be there.
But it's in America.
Yeah. They're going to test all the stadiums for the following year.
But America will go off in America in terms of crowds.
100%. They love that stuff. The States go
off. They do a good job of live sport.
They do. Big game coming up. England take on Italy. Mm. Wednesday morning here in Australia.
Is it a big game though?
It's a big game because it's big for Italy. It's not
massive for Italy.
It's big for Italy because Italy are kind of holding on. But if they were to beat England at Wembley again, it would bring England into this qualify race as well because Ukraine's doing really well. So currently England are 3 points clear and chilling.
Mm.
But if Italy win and Ukraine win their other game, everyone will be equal.
Could get a bit techie.
It could get a bit techie.
You two going to watch that one together?
Probably not together.
Probably not together. I'll be up somewhere watching it for sure.
But I'll definitely be watching it. It'll be a great game. It's sold out, as you can imagine. Interesting one, though. In the game against Australia, Jordan Henderson got booed at home.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently, this is because he went and played in Saudi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is the reason, but I read an article there in the UK that it's because he's betrayed the LGBTQ community by playing in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
I read stuff about that.
Is that the reason they're not happy with him? Not for getting paid
£700,000
a week?
I don't know why these people aren't happy with him. But yeah, I think betrayed. There is an element of, well, Liverpool.
Was he like an advocate for LGBTQ?
I don't know if he was an advocate. Liverpool have, as a club,
they've done stuff for the LGBT.
Like they've done the rainbow flag stuff, whatever. And you do pick up LGBTQ
fans,
of course, along the way, doing stuff like that. Mm. When you're advocating for that, you do pick them up along the way. And so maybe him then moving over to Saudi makes it look like it was a bit of a
£700,000 a week for Jordan Henderson.
Pounds is crazy. Insanity.
That's
longevity.
No disrespect on Jordan Henderson, but fuck.
I know.
Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, you pick up.
What's Jude Bellingham worth if Jordan Henderson's getting £700,000 a week?
You wouldn't turn that down, would you?
You can't.
I'd be so devastated if someone like Jude moved to Saudi.
Nah.
I know he wouldn't, but I'm just saying like...
I still think if you moved to Saudi, that should just rule you out for national team. I think it just automatically just rule you out.
Yeah? But why? It's just another league. Like, nah, what are you doing that's wrong?
Because it's almost like a retirement home, no?
Yeah, but it's just another league.
I know everyone there is like...
So you reckon if you go to the MLS like Messi did, that's fine?
Yeah, you're done.
So you also you're shouldn't also play done. For your country
but anymore. But it's Messi though. If it depends who it is. Come on, it's Messi. Like that's different. Messi can.
We can't
Messi
be having can do these double standards.
Messi can do whatever he wants. He's in another category. It's like if you're, they've done. Depending on where you're playing as a player, that determines if you get picked for the national team or not. Mm. That's the thing.
Not England,
and you
though.
Think so? You think playing for the Saudi league makes them less valuable for international football?
100%.
What even if the Saudi if it's league like, gets better and like becomes a major
it's
league?
It's Benzema, it's Ronaldo, it's these guys are always going to be picked for
okay,
Neymar.
But that's yeah, but that's like okay, that's a couple players. It's like five or six. But what's the standard of the rest of the league? Everyone else can't even cross the ball. Can't just pick five or six.
You can't say that because last Can time I we ask? Said that the Saudis went off.
Yeah,
Can
good,
I ask how much off. Saudi league you've watched?
I've watched a couple games. Yeah, I've seen a couple clips. Shit. I'm not don't watch it every single week. I don't know who does. Watch the highlights.
I'd like to go over there and experience it.
Yeah, you can go.
You know, you wouldn't go to
Saudi? I don't think it would be as enjoyable
you
for
you could
me.
Come across as Saudi Arabian.
Oh, I am Arabian.
That's what I mean. Like, you, yeah. wouldn't you like, you know?
Yeah, I could go.
You'd fit in. You'd know the, you'd be able to, assalamu alaikum. You'd know how to speak the local tongue.
The local tongue?
Anyway.
That's a bad way to describe it.
You can speak the local like tongue.
No, I'll work on my Arabic so that I can get some work over there.
Fucking oath. I'd be doing that if I was you.
Inshallah.
I'd say my granddaddy used to live in Saudi Arabia, you know.
Bang, yeah.
100%. I'd be good.
Inshallah, we all make the bag.
Just 10x your salary and go over there. Don't worry about it. It's true. Anyway, that's what I'll be doing.
See if they need any influencers.
Yeah.
But I just shit talked them, so probably not.
Yeah. Probably not you. David Binney goes, so I hear Italians like to make bets. Have you heard about this story?
Nah, hit me. What?
Problems, mate. Italian football is never far away from a scandal.
Oh, it is. I know what this
which
is.
Which excites me.
I know what
it
this
excites
story
me because when Italian football's in a scandal, the national team always performs.
Oh, really?
Scandals are good news.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. But
someone's stepping up.
Scandals are good news. This is not
are
good
you talking
though.
About the two players.
Well, there's more than two, but there's two there's players that got two. Sent home from international duty.
Tonali and Zaniolo.
Zaniolo, yeah, two Zaniolo. Premier League stars, Sandro Tonali and Zaniolo. So the ones at Villa, ones at Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
That, is he at Villa? Is that West Ham?
Yeah, no. He's at Villa and Newcastle.
Yeah, so both of them got sent home for alleged betting on an illegal gambling site. And there's this whole thing now about 10 Italian players are being investigated because they got this illegal site that they bet on. According to them, these two have only bet on card games like poker and shit online. Mm. So they reckon they might get off with a slap on the wrist. The one who's in big trouble is young Nicola Fagioli, right? Attacking mid for Juventus. Made his break last year.
Not the beans,
huh? Fagioli. Plenty of beans. Good for you. He's going to need more than beans to get him out of this one. So apparently he's been betting on football.
Mm.
Apparently he's lost over €1 million. The kid's like 20, 21. So I don't know how he's already made that cash, but...
Doesn't surprise you, but
I just say losing £1 million doesn't mean he had £1 million.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true.
Let's just be clear on
that's
that.
That's true. Apparently he's lost over €1 million in bet. Now, the interesting spanner in the work is the journalist that broke this story. Okay. Mm. His name's also Fabrizio.
There
But we don't like it.
Oh, it's not the
he's not, not as it's credible not the, as the other.
He's not the here we go.
Okay.
Not as credible as Romano.
No, this guy's name's Fabrizio Corona.
I don't like it already.
Right, it's been a tough year for Corona.
Yeah, I don't like it already.
Are you a fan of Corona beers?
I used to be.
Yeah, since but coronavirus changed your opinion.
Changed my opinion.
I like them.
Yeah,
because
they're a bit light.
I don't even know what that means.
They're a bit light. There's always a time for it.
It's the same taste as the beer that I like in Spain.
Estrella
Galicia.
Is that the one you drink?
Yeah, I mean you
or
drink.
Sol.
No, Sol is more Mexican.
That's Mexican. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, anyway, well, Fabrizio Corona, he's been locked up, this journo.
What do you mean, like
locked up?
As in, like, he's in jail?
He went to prison. He's out now. That's why he's breaking this story. Apparently he's on a warpath for Italian football, not Australian football, thank God. For Italian football. So listen to this. He got locked up because he's got a photography business in Milano. He used his photography company to photograph celebrities and athletes in questionable positions, including sexual. And use it to blackmail them. So apparently he somehow had photos of like footballers, celebrities, having sex with people they shouldn't be. And he used it to blackmail them.
Wow.
And got money out of
them. How do these people sleep at night?
Can you believe it?
That's a great business. I mean, depending on your morals, but it's very profitable.
Yeah, it could be profitable.
Yeah, it also gets you in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, is that illegal? Maybe, yeah.
Well, I don't think you could just go take photos of people having sex.
They're not having sex. What if they're doing like other stuff, you know?
Like what?
The other stuff that can be done.
Like?
Other stuff. They could be just fucking, you know, doing coke off the table or some shit. You know? What they shouldn't be doing, but if you're taking a picture of them, you can maybe...
I think it's blurred lines whether it's like... Because I know like private investigators are legal. They're legal.
Yeah.
Like you can hire a private investigator.
Wow.
And I don't know if that should... I don't know how that works.
Anyway, so this guy's on what?
So yeah, the way that we just go on tangents.
It's great. It's great. So this guy's back and he's the one that's leaked all the story about all the Italian players betting. He somehow has access to the sites that they've been on. So this is what I mean. Like, he's crossing the border to get access to this shit, but he's pinning all these footballers at a time that we have a crucial qualifier against England. We've lost some key
players.
What's
he got against his own country?
Fucking cooked unit, eh?
Far out. He didn't time that one
well.
So
if you're a footballer, I know you can't gamble on... you're like
on football, yeah.
But can you just gamble on, like, say, just want to do horse racing or whatever?
I thought so. But I think this site is an illegal gambling in itself. Like, even if you weren't a footballer, I don't think it's a legal way to gamble.
Got you.
Because I know that, I think it was, I don't know which player it was, but one of them who played for AS Roma, which player?
Yeah, the young lad.
Yeah, he was caught betting on Roma games that he was playing.
Yeah, he's in big trouble as well.
But this other
stuff. Even Fagioli are in trouble. Zaniolo and Tonali apparently aren't in that much trouble. So it sucks that they had to go home.
Yeah, they were full kicked off and international duty.
They probably would start against England. Tonali definitely would.
Crazy.
So it fucking hurts our chances. Yeah. But anyway, World Cup qualifying is already underway for 2026.
Wow. We just had a.
Football don't sleep.
It doesn't stop.
I'm tired.
Keeps going, doesn't it?
And South Americans need something to do. So they're playing playing against the same teams they play against every year. You know, Argentina's 3 from 3. Mm. But there could be a new country joining the World Cup qualifying.
What country?
First time in a long time. What are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm trying to think who it would be. Sorry, that's my thinking face.
Mashallah, Marshall Islands.
Marshall Islands. There you go.
Yeah, Marshall Islands are one of the only countries to not have a football team.
Where are they?
They're somewhere in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So apparently they're known for like a bomb testing site back in the day, like around the wars, like around World War II and shit. They were all using their atomic bombs, testing it out there. Poor people. But British guy Lloyd Owers is out there. He's made himself the technical director of the country.
Of the country?
Right?
What?
He's building their first football pitch.
Good on him.
Apparently
they
play futsal. They play futsal. But they've never played a proper 11-a-side. So he's making the first. They've got 50,000 people there, so hopefully they can find a couple players.
Damn.
And he wants to be part of the qualifying campaign for 2026. So
I rate that.
Probably get slapped every game, but I rate it.
Fine. Right.
The guy's trying to leave a legacy.
Why not? You can, you know, everyone's welcome to enter, you know.
Yeah. And while we're speaking about smaller nations, we had a question from Ish20. Thoughts on Greece possibly qualifying for the Euros? Sorry, Greeks. I didn't mean that.
When was the last time they qualified for a major tournament? Do we know?
Well, they were at the World Cup in 14. Okay. I remember them there. I think they played Costa Rica.
Did they pass group stage?
Yeah. I remember they played Costa Rica in the round of 16 and lost on penalties.
Okay.
I don't know why I know that, but I remember that. Because Costa Rica were really good at that World Cup. But they, of course, won Euro 2004.
They did.
They've won a major tournament more recently than you guys.
So 20 years. Imagine they win it again 20 years later.
It'd be great. They're looking good. Look, they got stitched up. They're qualifying group. They're with the Dutch and the French. But the Dutch have lost now. So Greece are actually 3 points clear of them. And
yeah,
they
this
play
Dutch
them.
Side's not as good as they have been in the past.
Virgil van Dijk's on a fucking treadmill, bro.
Yeah, he's on his last legs.
He's struggling.
Big Virgil, man.
His last
feel
legs.
For you.
Yeah,
I'm in the same position.
you and him
just
both
in a very
huh?
different life.
Yeah.
I hear maybe we're both. I think we're both. You know,
maybe slightly different bank accounts.
Yeah,
but besides
a little
that,
bit.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah. but no, the Greeks. I really like. I talk a bit of smack about the Greeks, but I have so many Greek mates. I really want Greece to make the Euros. Mm. I think when Greece are in a major tournament,
I agree with that.
Australia lights up because we've got so many Greeks. To be fair, not just because I'm Italian, but it's the same. You want Italy there because there's so many Italians. And you want Greece there. And honestly, 100%. It'd be great to have the Lebos make a World Cup. Because there's so many Lebos.
We're so far away from that. You watch the rugby league for that. Like, I just don't know how long it's going to be till Lebanon are in a football World Cup.
It'd be great though, you know?
It would be
unreal. Because the amount of Lebanese people here.
I know.
Greeks, Italians, it's mad when
they make
this shit.
I think I've brought this up before, but Lebanon, like, people love football there.
Yeah.
But they, instead of supporting Lebanese teams, they all have, like, a Spanish team.
Yeah.
The viewership of La Liga is really high in Lebanon. They're all, like, Real Madrid, Barcelona. Mm. Like, they love their football, but the team just doesn't do very well.
Well, they made the top 10.
Yeah.
In the last qualification.
Yeah.
Five qualifiers. So they're getting there.
They are getting there. Yeah.
It's a bad day to be a United fan.
Why?
It's a bad year to be a United. It's just a bad time to be a Man United fan. But they wanted this sale to go through. They wanted the Glazers to sell to this Qatari bloke. Offered £5 billion.
Sheikh Yassim.
Sheikh Yassim. Is it actually Yassim?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. He offered, you related to him?
Probably.
Yeah. He offered £5 billion. Glazers should have taken it. They said no. They've given a 25% stake to Sir Ratcliffe.
Yes, because they...
What's going
because
on?
Ratcliffe put an offer forward that gave the Glazers some
but
kind of control
hates
over
the Glazers.
Club. I know, but they didn't want to let go of the club completely.
Fuck, bro. So it's not the, let go. So it's not no the fans.
So basically they got offered to let go and they said, no, we want to keep 25%.
They're keeping more. They've only given away 25%.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And United fans are blowing up saying it's the darkest day in the club's history because they want these guys out.
Yeah. But I think Ratcliffe's thing was like he wanted to maintain an element of like working with the Glazers, but like obviously brings in a fresh ideology or whatever you want to call it. Whereas the alternative would have been Sheikh Yassim comes in, wipes out the Glazers.
Mm. Yeah, but like it worked
how
for
different
City.
Would it be? No, I know, but you know? It's very City-esque. Yeah,
it's worked for all of them. You need
it's
that Arab money,
that's
man.
Just not.
You need that Arab money.
You need that Arab money.
You need that Arab money.
Arab
just hits differently, man.
It just does.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's interesting though. That has gone on.
Yeah, it's been a while
for so long.
Well, Gary Neville's put his big list of shit that needs to fix up at United.
I love it when Gary Neville talks about United.
Yeah, he's passionate.
It's the best.
He's
I
very
love,
passionate.
Yeah, I love it.
He said Old Trafford needs to be fixed. Apparently, Old Trafford's leaking and shit. It's all over the place.
Oh, wow.
It's a stadium. He needs to fix it. New training ground.
Are you sure that's not just tears of fans? Or
could be. It could very well be. New training ground. He wants a new fan experience here. Basically, City apparently are dominating them in the city of Manchester for everything they're doing.
It would be so hard to keep up.
Yeah, and they're in debt and he wants to see why they're still paying dividends and why they're in so much debt. All this shit, it's fucking shambles at United. Whatever. More years of no trophies, I'll be happy. Let's talk about an absolute legend. Eden Hazard hangs up the boots.
Oh, man.
How do you feel? I know you love this man.
Yeah, I'm very upset when I think about him. Just because he did so much for us at Chelsea, but then I also feel like he didn't get to do what he wanted to do at Madrid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So as a Chelsea fan, you feel content with everything that he's done for us.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's like nice, like I think for United fans, when Ronaldo left,
yeah,
it was like he went and accomplished more
yeah.
at Madrid and you're like, yes, remember at United, yeah, he was fucking amazing. And then he went on to do what he did at Madrid. It was kind of like, as Chelsea fans, we wanted Hazard to go on and do more,
do
maybe
be
in
that
Ballon d'Or
guy.
Conversation where we go, yeah, man, when he was at Chelsea, we knew we had one of the best players in the world
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, and I know he's probably going to deal with that for the rest of his life, you know, but he still at one point was probably the best player. I think he was one of the best players
there
in the world.
There was definitely one season where I would say he was the best player in the Prem.
Oh, Prem, easy.
I'm talking world.
But Prem is like the, if you're top of the Prem, you are.
Well, there was probably one or two, maybe one season where he was in the conversation with Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
There would have probably been a season where, I think maybe 2015 we won the Prem when Mourinho came back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was in the conversation there. Phenomenal player. And it brings up the conversation, Eden Hazard, as far as Premier League wingers go, you know, if you're looking at Hazard, Ronaldo, Bale, Salah, and I'd say Son is starting to push that realm.
I don't want to be biased, but I think he clears all of them, but maybe bar Ronaldo.
In his prime?
So he's better than Gareth Bale and Mo Salah?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think Salah's on his level. Mm. I'll be real.
Ronaldo, though, clears him or they're equal? Cristiano Ronaldo at United.
I think Ronaldo clears him. That's the only person I can say that clears him.
United Ronaldo clears
him.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. I mean, he was phenomenal.
I don't think that the prime Salah, Ronaldo, Hazard debate is that black and white. I still think like you're always going to have a Hazard bias.
You think Salah better than Hazard?
I think in his prime, it is almost too hard to decipher the two.
More of a goal scorer for sure.
Well, look what he did for Liverpool. And that's what I mean is I'm also biased to Salah being that I'm a Liverpool supporter and like the difference he made in that club when he arrived was unbelievable. Like
yeah.
it took him a season to get into it. But then when he did.
There's some things I think in football, like Salah's a phenomenal player and like his turnaround for a winger is incredible.
Yeah.
But I think there's some things in football when you watch a player and you're just like.
You get the feeling.
I think that's why like a lot of people, Ronaldo's numbers were better at Madrid, but a lot of people miss United Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Because of the flair, because of the
era.
It's not all numbers.
It's
not all numbers.
It's what they bring. It's the vibe that they bring. Like
qualitative,
Hazard won.
I believe qualitative statistics. Is that what they call it?
Well, yeah. Qualitative and then quantitative.
right. numbers. And I feel like in football, there's a bit of both. People, yeah. don't, people find that hard to understand. But it's like Hazard's numbers were good.
Yeah.
Was never necessarily the best goal scorer in the league. But it's like, it's just what he does in a game. Mm. Even just like, how do you quantify ripping two players and then passing it? No, that's a can't. Stat that no one's ever going to remember, but mm. unless you watched it.
Yeah.
You know, I
agree.
I think that's what Hazard.
Influence. 110%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree. Yeah. And he still scored some great, amazing, iconic goals.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Goals.
The one against West Ham.
West Ham was probably my favourite.
Yeah.
Tottenham one's probably my favourite as well because yeah. they were going on. And then obviously the Arsenal one against when he fucking dug a hole for Coughlin's career. Yeah. Put him in it. I ain't seen that guy since. I don't think anyone's seen him
no
since.
No one has seen him
no
since.
No one's seen him since.
Because he had the bunda.
Yeah, the bunda.
And he'd bounce off that thing.
Bounce off the bunda,
he
spun him.
He has better bunda than most women
yeah,
in Sydney.
Yeah,
and that will kill him. And that will kill him, but it's
even,
true.
I think there's a clip of Yaya talking about his bunda.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to confirm with, I think it's him and Declan Rice. And he's like, Hazard, when you come near him, he put his bum there. And Declan Rice is like, you know. And Rice is like, oh, yeah. And he's like, and you just bounce.
Recoil.
You know what I'm talking about? And,
yeah,
and Rice is like, yeah. But yeah, a lot of them say that. He had such thick thighs. He had a big ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm.
Damn, man. Hazard for you, mate.
Man was thick.
Now I know why you guys like him so much.
No, it was thick.
He was. Pause.
He was great. I was in Europe. I was in Russia as well for the 2018 World Cup. I got to see him live in that World Cup against Tunisia. He fucking destroyed them. He scored two goals that day. But then
light work for him that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. But as you go on that World Cup, he was brilliant. He won the silver ball. Modric won the golden ball. But he was so good for Belgium in that World Cup. He destroyed Brazil in the quarters. Mm. Like people forget, like he actually did it for Belgium as well, and he was captain as well. So credit to him. Best in his retirement. I thought the A-League had a chance of getting him out here at that point. I would have thrown the bag at him for sure.
Yeah, would have been nice. He's probably just at that point where he's happy with, he's content with what he's done.
Yeah, move on.
Because he's what,
33?
32,
I think. 32.
So young. Yeah. I thought he was older.
Went to Madrid at 27. It would have been prime.
There's clips of him, and I can't remember the stat of it, where I think it's from like 19 to 21 and when he was in Ligue 1, he was like, he's like, it's like 70 assists, like 50 goals, like from that age.
Yeah,
wow.
Like
he won,
early
won
teens.
The league with Lille.
This is what we were saying earlier. Like to be able to play like that at that age is insane.
It's not normal.
No, he's a freak. Quick one on Alicia Lehmann. Actually, she's in the news. For good reason.
That?
You know what?
Good reason.
Yeah, good reason. I. Part of this story is good. Part of this story, I feel for you guys. I feel for women and the shit you got to cop. Because listen to this, right? So she went on a pod. No, what are you shaking your head? I actually do. Because she went on a pod. They asked her about her DMs. They said, your DMs must be a zoo. You know. And she's like, I had Drake in there 3 days ago.
Drizzy Drake. After making a terrible album, he's sliding in DMs. Crazy Drake. We know why the album was shit now.
I haven't even listened to it, to be fair. I've heard it was not very good.
Yeah,
there's like a few... I've given it another go since you asked me last week if I liked it or not. Because I responded immediately saying it was trash.
Really?
That was harsh. Mm. I still don't think it's a great album.
It's not great. But
there are
a couple.
Just some good songs.
There's
but as an album, it doesn't flow.
Yes. No. Exactly.
Are you on Bad Bunny's new album?
No, not yet.
Osuna.
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 I listen to a little
Osuna,
bit
baby.
Anyway, so, but Drake is a very respectful man.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake's the type that's hitting her up going.
I wonder what he said.
Well, apparently he just asked for a jersey.
Oh, that's a good in.
That's not bad.
That's a great in.
It's not bad.
I don't,
because it's not creepy.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't reckon Drizzy Drake's like that type of guy that would be hitting her up going, I want to meet you here. I think he's just like, he seems like a pretty chill guy, Drake. If anything, he's a bit soft in a good way.
Can I get a jersey? It's crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Well, he's asked her for a jersey. But apparently she said there was some celebrity, she didn't name who it was, but she said a very well-known person on television and the rest popped up to her. She goes, offered her £100,000 for one night.
I think it was Leo, Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio?
She's too old.
She's too old for DiCaprio.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, I think.
Just. And she goes, of course I didn't answer. It was crazy. This was someone very well known. We've met before, not really in person, but we've been at the same events before.
That's so weird.
And I kind of felt, I mean, I felt bad because I was just like, it's so stupid. Like, there's one thing saying Alicia Lehmann's fit. Bro,
yeah, like
there's no problem
good,
with that. She would love if you thought she's a good-looking player because she is a good-looking player.
She can have a laugh.
But like,
she's
a pro footballer who makes a lot of cash. Mind you, she charges 250K a post on Instagram. She doesn't need some guy who's a celebrity to be like, I'll pay you 100 grand to sleep with you one night. Like,
it's so sad.
So low. Do you know what I mean? Like, so low.
Very low.
It just reflects poorly on whoever that person is.
She should have exposed him.
100%. I'd be a fucking screenshotting that shit.
Don't know why she didn't.
Twat. Anyway.
Disgusting.
Lame. Credit to her. Speaking of paying for sex.
I want to see what the segue is, to be honest. Because that was a mad start.
Apparently, some Premier League stars have had a sex party over the weekend.
Sure.
No way. Is that something that players do?
City players?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. They wouldn't be players that have been called up for the national team because they would be in camp.
I was going to say Grealish maybe.
Nah, because he's on camp. So apparently models were picked up by a chauffeur, taking them to a back entrance of a London hotel. What's wrong?
Are they models though?
We said models, bro. I'm just reading the article.
Okay.
You don't think they're models? You're questioning their modeling careers?
It doesn't matter.
You think
matter.
There are models and there are models?
Mm.
It doesn't matter. It's There's not so about many them. Types it's of about models. The it's about what they've done. I mean, the men.
Is it haram? Haram?
Of course it's haram.
You haven't even heard the rest of the story about
yeah, it's already paying for sex and all this, it's haram.
Well,
moving
look,
on.
Apparently they went there, they had to hand over their phones, sign NDAs.
That's if you know anyone who's been in situations with well-known people, the NDA thing
is a normal thing.
Very normal.
Have you ever had to sign an NDA?
Excuse me.
Well, I'm just asking if you're not in situations, just saying in general.
I have.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It makes sense though. Like I get it from the footballer's point of view. Mm. But like if I was a girl, like I get it, you want to like hang out with famous people, but to put your phone in a box, like that's your freedom.
Mm.
I don't know, bro. That's questionable. Anyway, phone in a box, sign an NDA, go upstairs. Apparently, this is when I would be like, okay. They had to wait in the garage downstairs for the previous set of women to leave.
Do you know what I want to know?
So weird.
They signed an NDA and they put their phone in boxes. So what's the source of this story?
One of the women.
One of the women just probably told it. But that's crazy. So the one starting 11 just finished and you're bringing a fresh one.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Did you say starting 11?
This is what I'm saying. If you're a chick, right, you might be whatever. Okay, you want
to any question to Olan that starts with if you're a chick?
Yeah, bro. I want to know
is going places.
I've got a great perspective.
I want to see like what are you thinking yourself? I mean, I'm not saying credit to anyone, like fucking do your thing. But you're sitting there, you're with a group of friends, girls. You sign a contract, whatever, you give your phone away, you just then see the starting team leave. Mm. You know you're on the bench.
Yeah,
you were called up second.
But you might have potential to be a star. That's where your mind is. I'm not saying that. That's what I would do.
So you think that's motivating them to go up there, do a great job and make the first 11?
Make the first 11, yes.
You know what Tony Gustafsson always said?
What?
It's not always how you start.
It's how you finish.
It's the team that finishes as well.
Well, I'm sure how they finish will probably determine whether they make the first 11 or not.
Exactly. So it's an interesting...
Anyway.
It's an interesting perspective.
What I wanted to know was if you had to take a gamble on which Premier League club this was throwing this sex party, who would it be?
Do you know?
Definitely a Premier League club, 100%.
Well, apparently Premier League players, and it's in London.
Fulham.
I don't think it's Arsenal. Arteta.
Fulham.
I don't just said it.
No, Fulham's a nice family club.
I don't know.
Arteta's got Arsenal two screwed on. They just beat City. So
it's
I'm not
going. Arsenal. I don't even think it's Chelsea.
I don't know if it's a Chelsea.
It's not
boys.
Spurs either.
Is it Hammers?
It could be Hammers, bro.
Could be West Ham. Mm.
It could also be Palace.
Ooh.
Maybe Palace.
Yeah, that's South London.
It could be Palace.
But I don't know.
But that's too typical. Do you know what I'm saying? Like South London. Do you know what I mean? So it's got to be, I think West Ham.
West Ham?
Yeah. I think West Ham.
Bowen, up to
Bowen,
no good.
Yeah. Zuma in there, you know.
Zuma's kicking.
You know, didn't Bowen get the call up?
Did he? Maybe he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He's on international duty.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Don't worry, Bowen, I got you.
Oh, shit. That's true. I wonder.
Zuma's taking a break from one type of pussy and moving
on.
Oh,
my God.
Zuma's trading.
He's trading different. Yeah, he still cops it.
You know,
he still
I can just feel the tweets being written right now.
Fucking come on. It's a joke, bro. People need to relax.
When were we born offside if we didn't go offside, you know?
No, people got to relax.
It's facts by facts. I think that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know how this. I would love to know how this stuff is planned.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, boys, let's get together. I've got a great idea. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Let's get.
Well, apparently, I don't know. She told some stories of it. She said there was multiple players there, and sometimes there were multiple players in the same bed together. I said, fair enough, bro. These boys, they spend a lot of time together.
Anyways, great. I mean, I was going to say team bonding, but
yeah, it's a bit team far. Bondage potentially.
a bit far, right?
Anyway, whatever, bro. I hope they had a good time. Eric Cantona is releasing his first album.
As in
music. You didn't even bother with a segue there.
I'm done. I'm checked out.
I don't think that does need a segue. What, as in like music?
Yeah, bro. Oh, Eric Cantona. I mean, are you surprised? You know, after his speech that time with the...
What did he... It was so random. What did he say? Yeah,
it's just weird.
It just went off.
Yeah.
I mean, Cantona. Cantonante. How do you say singing? What?
Cantante.
Cantante.
Yeah.
Maybe.
To cantar.
I'll give it a listen.
To sing.
I think... It might explain too why he was so eager to speak on the Beckham doc and just be like super relevant right now, about to drop something. Yeah. I always feel like there's hidden agendas, how they get people involved.
Well, he said it's his way to still exist. He said he's always had a passion for music, but while he was playing football and stuff, he couldn't really dedicate much time to it.
Interesting. Since he's too busy kicking people.
Exactly. Too busy kung fu kicking people in the crowd. His album drops this week and then he's kicking off a UK tour in Manchester.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do we think he sounds like?
I reckon it's like, I could see him doing a little bit of rock.
You reckon? A
bit rock, indie, yeah, kind
indie,
of vibe.
100%. Yeah. He have a husky voice, I reckon. Yeah. Apparently some of his songs are in French, some are in English.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting like slower. It's slower rhythm.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Something my parents would listen to.
Yeah. Maybe while they would.
Oh my gosh.
You know, because we started the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe while they were making sweet love.
No, we will not be doing this.
Oh, it's been a great app, man.
I feel so unwell.
Credit to them, bro. You don't hope your parents are still doing that?
Ooh.
Healthy sex life is important at their age, Kat. You want them to be. Now you're at work. What are they doing? Your new dog doesn't know what's going on. He's fucking poor Pepito's running around sixes and sevens. Just
Kat is so uncomfortable. This is great. This is amazing.
Oh, this is probably the most uncomfortable I've ever been on this pod. And that says a lot.
Shit.
Sorry about that, Kat.
I love you and your parents, Kat. Plenty of football coming up this weekend, though, Kat, to distract
Heaps.
You.
From I'm moving out tomorrow. I'm taking the dog. We're leaving.
Gosh. Yeah, we're leaving. A-League kicks off, which is great. Merseyside derby, like we mentioned before. Chelsea, Arsenal.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
At the Bridge. What are you expecting there?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one because we're on a roll, kind of. Like, we've not.
Yeah,
a little bit of momentum, but Arsenal, obviously, on a different kind of roll. So I never thought I'd be in the position where I'm like, fearing Arsenal, but we are kind of
big opportunity for Chelsea though. Two wins on the trot. You beat them. You're at Stamford Bridge. Get a win here. People start to change their tone. It'd be big. Sergio Ramos takes on Real Madrid.
I love this.
Yeah, for Sevilla. Yeah. That's a big game, isn't it?
I know. It's massive. Mm. I mean, I stand by the fact that it is my favorite move this season.
Yeah.
Like Ramos playing for Sevilla after all this time.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how the Madrid fans treat him.
They'll definitely welcome him. Will they not?
Bro, it's...
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It's one of those club
legend.
Ones I'm like...
He's a club legend, of course.
You'd hope so.
No, they will.
Terry, when he played
for Aston Villa. But La Liga is a different environment. Yeah, they tend to be a little bit more like hostile.
Mm. Yeah, like single-handedly won them that Champions League against Atletico.
Yeah, but it's also crazy how quickly fans forget things like that.
It's true. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Hopefully he steps up there against Real Madrid. And AC Milan-Juventus is a nice game in the Serie A as well. AC Milan are currently top of the league.
Very nice.
Juve are just Juve. In the papers for all the wrong reasons. Paul Pogba, doping, Fagioli, betting.
Mm.
Just can't get it right.
Trouble.
Milan should win that game, but nonetheless, it's always good when those two meet. So plenty of football for us to talk about next week. You got a big week. Plenty you catching up with some sleep, Olan?
There's some festival. Festivals.
Oh yeah, South by Southwest.
Yeah, work stuff really. But I'm trying to probably going to take a couple weeks recovery until Halloween maybe.
Halloween.
Might pop out for Halloween.
What are you dressing up as?
I don't know. I need to get the abs in shape. They come, they go. I don't know, man. I'm trying to keep them. Maybe if the abs are there, I might
get your shirt out. It's a good, Halloween's a good like reason to dress like a bit. How you going? You
know yeah, I mean? I guess.
Do you ever do the old like devil ears? Oh, I'm dressed up.
No, I don't think I've ever actually been to a Halloween party.
What?
All of my life.
It's really sad.
Are you serious?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No, because my best friend's birthday is like the same weekend and I feel like it's not her thing. So we always end up going out, but it's never Halloween.
You never dressed up to go out?
No.
Wow. We should do that. We'll do something.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
Can do something. I feel like you're missing a key part of, you
all
know.
Right. With my youth.
Your youth? Yeah, you got to dress up.
Ain't got long of it left.
Yeah, I'm holding on.
Yeah, before you hit the dirty thing.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we can organize a Halloween party. Nonetheless, that's it for the pod this week, guys. Make sure you're following us on socials. Make sure you flick us a 5-star rating if you're having a good time. We'll see you next week. Plenty more footy. Enjoy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.